This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Back in the U.S., we know people experience inflation differently depending on their circumstances, even their race and ethnicity. It's called inflation inequality. And today, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York is out with new research showing how higher prices in certain categories have hit people of color harder. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
47-year-old Tammy Gates figures she spends more than a third of her income feeding herself and her two kids. Her monthly grocery bill about doubled during the pandemic to as much as $500 a month.
You would see that number and think, oh my goodness, you're buying a lot of groceries, but not really.
Gates is African American, a single mom in Jacksonville, Florida. She makes $42,000 a year in a sales job. Gates spends $50 a week on gas, and a year ago she had to move after a private investor bought her building and raised the rent from $950 to $1,600 a month.
He had the opinion that even that was low, so I felt like even from there he could go higher.
The New York Fed report found that Black and Latino households dealt with higher than average rates of inflation over the past few years. Gary Hoover, an economist at Tulane University, says that's because consumers like Gates spend a bigger proportion of their budgets on necessities that were hardest hit by inflation.
Housing costs, food costs, and transportation, which is going to be the majority of the budget, and you can only stretch that so far.
Century Foundation senior fellow Julie Cashin says the Fed's cure for inflation, higher interest rates to cool off the economy, can also disproportionately affect people of color because they're more likely to work in service jobs.
For example, restaurant, retail, that those are some of the sectors that are going to be impacted first, because if people are not spending money to go to restaurants, if people are not shopping, then the people who work in those places are going to be impacted.
And Cashin says if those workers did lose their jobs, it would be more expensive for them to borrow money to make ends meet. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.